This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is a beautiful roadshow Thursday, and we have found ourselves on the dive on Lake Winnipesaukee. And Wiggy, I am well. You've told me 100 times what happens to snitches.
Yeah.
And I'm no narc, but I noticed that you have ordered a boat drink from the boat below. Yeah. Is there no noon provision here on the lake?
I told you it's midnight somewhere, right?
Okay,
so we might as
okay.
well have some drinks and some
okay.
shots.
All right. Right.
Shout out to my cousin down there. What up, cuz?
Okay, are they delivering it? Are they delivering it via boat over to? Oh, you have it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. Ken, you deserve like three of those.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, please. Well. Somebody give Ken a drink.
Can we give Ken a round of applause?
Yeah, good job, Ken.
Round of applause for Ken Laird.
And the sign says it's always five at the dive.
Oh, there you go.
It's always five at the dive.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And what's the difference between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
What do you
might as well get smashed.
What is that?
This is Austin and my cousin down there, my Italian cousin down there, Tango.
Did you just meet them last night?
My wife did.
Okay.
You know, my wife's like a politician, so she's she's the nicest person. So this is a high school drink. This is
your cousin
from Boston. This is vodka and Powerade. Great Powerade.
Okay. All right.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I like it. Well, I mean, when in Rome,
yeah.
I mean, that's what they do up
it's
here on the lake, life.
I feel like everything we say is more interesting when you're drunk, so I figure might as well throw Wiggy into the mix.
Why not? All right. We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 7:20, and then we're going to do our best to get some boat leads at about 7:45 on this morning show, the last and final road show of this fourth road show season. And if I said earlier, I will probably say this too much, but it's on my mind. If you came to any roadshow or any pregame over the last 8 weeks, 10 weeks, whatever, we cannot thank you enough. It's incredible that you guys come out and hang out, and it was great last night. It was, I guess, probably when everybody gets back from vacation, we'll go over the superlatives for the road shows and figure out what the best of road shows were. But it's awesome to get to hang out with you guys, and we'll never forget it.
I mean, sincerely, it's taken me to places I've never been.
Yeah.
I mean, last year we went down to the Tipsy Seagull, somehow went onto a floating device.
Yes.
That was amazing. I had never been there. Yeah. Getting up to Lake Winnipesaukee, this is
an amazing experience.
Stunning.
So we wouldn't have been able to experience this without coming here and, you know, your idea of bringing the road show to Lake Winnipesaukee and like all the boats and stuff like that, you know, just seeing all these people is pretty cool.
This is certainly the most beautiful road show that we've ever had.
It is?
Yes.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I mean, tough to beat Wellfleet, though.
I agree, but
turn down that sand to road to the beachcomber. But it is gorgeous this morning.
That sunrise, Greg and I were holding each other.
This morning. Yes, we were.
Nice.
Yes, we were.
In matching t-shirts.
Actually, you were holding me because I remembered that I was about to forget the egg sandwiches, and that was really the worst thing I've ever
done. And I'm hungry too, Greg.
You need something to coat the stomach.
All right. Coming up this morning, Sam Kennedy and the Red Sox front office report at 9. Red Sox split with the Reds yesterday and went out, as Wiggy said earlier, got everybody fired up, won that suspended, the resumption of that suspended game, and then unfortunately blew a lead, and that was Shime's lead this morning, was that he is not going to be dragged back in at all unless there's some sort of a big splash coming from the Red Sox.
I refuse.
But I mean, Wiggy brought up yesterday the fact that Craig Breslow continues to not only on this show but on Nesson ensure everybody that they are going to improve the team for this season.
Right.
You believe that indicates that he cannot not do anything at trade deadline.
Yeah, because he's been talking about it so much, and one thing he said on this show, and he's continued to say all over his kind of like press tour, is that they believe that they are a playoff team. And fortunate for them, the AL is not very good, so they are right in the mix. But in his mind, and it seems like the rest of those guys in there, that they believe that they are a playoff team, and they feel like adding to this team this year, and Courtney's been on this year is going to get them into the playoffs. And you know how baseball playoffs are. When you get in there, anything is possible. Like it's like the one sport where – it doesn't matter if you're the one seed or you're the lowest seed in baseball. We've seen it time and time again, and I think that's the mindset that maybe there. And you got to hold it. And what's he going to do when we get to the deadline and he doesn't do anything? How does he walk that back?
I will say, Wiggy, I mean, it's going to be interesting because no matter what, given how close we are to the deadline, they're not going to be a very good team in terms of a record. They'll probably be a game or two around 500,
right,
how they decide to handle it. But Wiggy is right. They could make the argument. I mean, I don't think they're a good team,
mm-hmm,
but they have an ace, the most important thing to have in the playoffs, and they have the best closer in baseball in Chapman. So those two guys alone,
right,
give you an opportunity to make a five-game series interesting.
So what would be your – if you were Craig Breslow, your number one need that you would want to address?
The first thing I would do if I were Craig Breslow is fire myself.
Craig. Starting pitcher, I'd go out and get another hog.
Right. Save that. Pause.
But if you have – but think about this, and Curtis is right. If you have Crochet, and then you go out and you get another
oink,
guy.
Oink!
Now you have two. Bayo has been –
oink,
fine, because he's given you six innings. And we've seen this Red Sox team win a World Series where they've been able to patch a rotation and a bullpen together to win a World Series. I think, what was that, 2018, where it was like David Price went to the bullpen at times, and it was like they didn't have a true ace. You literally have a true ace.
It does seem like you might be able to count on Giolito going forward.
13 was the one true ace, because Price in 18 was pretty much in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the playoffs.
I think, say it again.
Giolito, I think you might be able to count on him more so than you would have thought 2 weeks ago.
I don't think I'll ever be at a point this season where I see Giolito on the mound and I'm like, he's going to, give you seven innings and allow less than four.
But what about Bayo, though? Bayo has his past like seven or eight starts, he's gone six innings, and, he's maybe given up, two, three runs, but he's given you six in today's game, six innings. So if you can get six innings from him, you know what Crochet is. And then if you can get another pitcher who can give you another reliable six innings and these bats get going, in their mind, I'm just saying, thinking they believe that they can be a playoff team because of that.
Ken, give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Crochet innings limit going to be an issue? Like if they're really going hard? He hasn't had a big – right, yeah. So that could also – they're not going to add big at the deadline. That just popped in my head. There's no way if Crochet can't be a hog going eight innings in the playoffs.
Oink, oink.
Then I don't think
they can't say they're going to add.
Right.
And they've been doing
that. Let's say not do it.
But let's say it's September 15th. You're a game out of the wild card and you're playing the Yankees on Friday night. And Crochet is on the mound, and you have to pull him after five because he hit his innings limit. Fans are going to go apoplectic. Like, I don't – if he's never had a full season, and he is going to hit an innings limit, then the one thing that makes you a contender in the playoffs is removed.
Wait, but what matters is the what their perception of this team is, and we can ask Sam Kennedy about it at 9 o'clock, but I'm guessing they think this is a playoff team.
I mean, they're
going to say that no matter what.
Well, they thought it, but I think they thought they're going to say it regardless.
Yeah, but they've been saying it.
Right.
They've been beating their horn on it.
Well, in spring training, I think they definitely thought that. I think that they were on the same level as Curtis, thinking that they were World Series bound. But then very quickly, they were able to realize that they had some serious issues inside that clubhouse. I don't necessarily know if they believe what they're saying to us right now.
Yeah, but Breslow said it again last week.
I know.
He said, we are a playoff team.
Yeah.
He believes that, and he's saying, like, so I get you say it at the beginning of the year, Greg, right? We see it in sports, you say it at the beginning of the year, but when your manager or your GM consistently says it throughout the season that we are a playoff team. We are a playoff team. We just need to do this and this, and we're going to add to this team because we know and we believe that we're a playoff team. There's no way you could tell us all this for 3 weeks, a month and a half, and then we get to the deadline and you don't do anything. What do you think the next interview when we ask him is like, well, why didn't you do anything when you told us you were a playoff team?
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot to talk about when it comes to the Red Sox. You could do that all morning and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are at Lake Winnipesaukee, and it is the eighth and final road show. We're going to get to what they said yesterday in sports coming up next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox take the first in the suspended game earlier yesterday with the Reds. 5-3 was your final there, and then they dropped the second 8-4. Those scores brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. The guys are off tonight before hitting the road to take on the Nationals tomorrow. First pitch on your 4th of July is at 11:05. Elsewhere in MLB play, Clayton Kershaw has joined the 3,000 strikeout club. Kershaw became the 20th member and the Dodgers win over the White Sox. In some NBA news, as the Knicks are expected to hire two-time NBA Coach of the Year winner Mike Brown as their next head coach. And visit the 99 restaurant the day after a Red Sox win and get a free kids meal with every adult and entree purchase. The 99 restaurant, the official family restaurant of the Boston Red Sox. What do you guys all
That dog about? Is massive.
Well, we're waving at Rex and Bullet, who have just arrived by boat. Along with DMs and Dooley and Corey and everybody.
That dog is absolutely massive.
That's a giant Great Dane. Also, yesterday you were like, that's a bloodhound.
I know.
That's not a bloodhound.
I
that's
know.
A great, it weighs 160 pounds,
I
that
know.
Dog.
Corey and I were talking about it. She said she and Dooley were laughing because you said Great Dane. I said, no, I think it's a bloodhound.
Wait a second. The bloodhound, isn't that the small
it's
one?
A tiny little dog.
Isn't that the dog from...
She's getting it confused with a velociraptor that's been cloned in the Arabias.
What was the cartoon with the little bloodhound with the thing around his neck? Why am I drawing a blank on that cartoon?
They both have the floppy ears and...
Were you talking about Deputy Dog?
Yeah, wasn't that a bloodhound?
Deputy Dog.
Right, that was a bloodhound with the floppy ears.
Wiggy, you and I are same gen. We really are. Nobody else knows what we're talking about because we're old men.
Oh, it was a great cartoon.
But I will say.
Deputy Dog.
I'm ready for another dog, I think.
You are?
Okay.
Curtis.
I was with Bullet yesterday.
All right.
I was like I was a mess. I got home. I was like a puddle. I just missed Pudge.
I don't know what it is. Humans hate you, but dogs, Bullet was on your lap all day yesterday.
Well, very good trust of character is that dog. So
like we'll see. Dog whisper.
I don't know if the rest of the house is ready yet, but I'm ready.
It was so cute. Curtis started yelling at Bullet about Bill Belichick and how bad he was, and Bullet fell right asleep.
Oh,
it was
awesome. Really
just
nice.
Like everybody else who hears Curtis.
And Bullet was like, what about Butler? And I was like, it's okay. It's
so cute. All right. Is that it, Courtney?
That's it.
All right. We are on Lake Winnipesaukee on a beautiful Thursday, start of the holiday weekend. Horns. We need boat horns.
Horny. All right.
It's our armada. I get so pumped up. After this is over at 10, we'll get in the boats and we'll go invade Canada.
Yes.
It can't be that far away. All right. We will be back with They Said It from Lake Winnipesaukee next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Next. We get kind of like ordering drinks from your crew on the pontoon over there.
All right, you like
that? Yeah. Can we get a couple of those up here? I don't want Wiggy to drink alone.
Yeah.
No.
A Bloody Mary.
They got Bloody Marys down there. They got vodka OJ. You know, my high school drink, vodka Powerade.
Well, Wiggy, I think you're turning into a Lake Winnipesaukee guy.
Yeah.
Right before our eyes.
Hey, I bet they turn up out here.
I think they do.
I know they get wild out here.
Well, they have turned out this morning. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Horns.
For being here. Horns, boat horns.
All right,
boat horns. Not bad.
There we go.
Not bad.
Okay.
Good morning to all the houses that are surrounding us right now as well.
Well, it's summertime. Time to get up anyways. Right.
Yes.
Still sleeping in for.
It's America's birthday Eve.
Right. You think the kids want to be in the house?
Are we at 50 boats yet? What are we at?
I will do the pitch count during the break. Okay. We're well over 50, I believe.
Yeah, I told you. We get to a hun done. We get to a Trump at least.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's a lot of boats.
I think so, man.
100 is a lot of boats.
I'm telling you.
By 10 o'clock?
Yeah, we're pulling a Trump. I definitely get to a Trump.
Okay. Wiggy was waving to everybody and saying, America, and looked, turned around, said, I feel like Trump.
Yeah, it's like a Trump vibe to it.
He's
always got the fist pump.
Right.
Okay.
Let's be careful.
Yeah.
I'm saying like the,
fight.
Yeah, it's America, baby. The red, white, and blue. Forget it.
Roadshow Thursday. Roadshows all season long, brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller time. New England by Harbor One Bank. They know your business like nobody's business. And by Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be born to mix. So, and I feel kind of sad. It's just like, it's like the last day of school. It's like roadshows just end, and then it's just regular work.
Yeah.
Well,
so
some of us will be off for a bit.
Yeah.
So.
A 2-week vacation is a bold move by you.
Yeah. It is.
I'll be here.
Hold down the fort.
I'll be here. All right. Wiggy and I will be here.
That's it.
I'll be here next
All right, Chime, let's get to They Said It.
it's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
Okay, I see. I believe that we can now officially call the USS Echo Store the Greg Hill Foundation merch boat because I see the amazing Ashley is there. So we have limited edition, one time only, Lake Winnipesaukee Dive Roadshow shirts. We sold a ton of them last night, so I don't know how many are left, but if you guys want to swim your way over to the merch boat over there, then we appreciate the support of the foundation, and you guys have done that throughout the entire roadshow season, so make your way over if you want over to the merch boat, and they said it is brought to you this morning by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city. So whether they drive or whether they construct or whether they care for others, please nominate somebody who you think deserves it when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Oh, they even have a merch sign.
That's look at that. Cool.
Very fancy. All right. Go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shine, where do you want to start with? They said it.
Yeah, Greg, let's begin with what half of the leads today were about, which is Damian Lillard is officially a free agent after getting waived by the Milwaukee Bucks. Gary Washburn believes the Celtics should pursue Damian Lillard. Here was Gary Washburn.
I think the Celtics should make a play for Damian Lillard. That's what I think. You don't have the money to give Dame. You have the taxpayer mid-level $5.6 million. You signed to a two-year deal. Yeah, you let him rehab with Jason next year. He's coming back from the torn Achilles about a month before Jason did. And then you really compete in 26-27. You got him and Jason along with Derek, Jalen. And you find a big man and you go all out. Balls to the wall for in 26-27.
I like it.
I know you like it, Wiggy. I think the issue is probably going to be when it comes to Bill Chisholm and what their approach is financially. Do they consider the salary dump that they have already done to be enough and they're willing to invest in somebody who's going to be, what's Dame Lillard going to be, 35 when he's done rehabbing?
But it's only like a two-year deal, and it's not a lot of money. So if you're Chisholm, you're going, okay, you know, we're obviously rolling the dice on what type of player Dame Lillard is going to be after his Achilles, but you're not asking him to be the guy. You have Tatum, Brown, Derek White, and then Dame Lillard, right? So you're not saying, Dame, you need a – he's somebody that maybe in a playoff game gets you 15, 18 big points that you need if, you know, one of the two Jays is struggling. Like that's the role he could play, and you don't have to spend a lot of money.
So you're all in on it.
I am, because, you know, it's not going to cost you a lot. And Dame Lillard is not – like – I get it. The injury is, you know, it's going to take him some time to get back, but the Achilles. But if you watch Dame Lillard play before, it really wasn't about his explosion. It was about his big shot capability. So if you can have him at the end of games, and, you know, now it's just another player that if Tatum or Jalen drive, they kick it to Dame Lillard for an open corner three. I like that.
I was a bit nervous because I was Wiggy and I were talking off air because the $112.6 million that Milwaukee is basically flushing down the toilet, waving him, just seems ridiculous to me. Like, what is the reason? What does Milwaukee get out of it for releasing him? But there are some rumors out there. Both Twitch Mitch reached out to me that I saw on Twitch. Some people are saying that he wanted to rehab his Achilles in Portland with his family. Milwaukee would not let him do that, and there was an issue there. Then Mitch was telling me that there are also rumors out there that Giannis wanted Miles Turner, and they couldn't keep Dame and have Miles Turner, and so they're betting on Giannis being able to stay in Milwaukee and be happy there, and they got him his guys.
I would be surprised if he signed with the Celtics. I'm with you guys. I think it's a would make sense. It's very low risk, and it's got obviously a high reward, but with the Rockets, I feel like no state income tax in Texas, and Ime down there. My guess is he goes to Houston, but maybe I'm wrong again.
I think he's going to go where he feels like, and you might be right, Curtis, but he feels like he has his best chance of maybe getting to a finals and winning a championship.
Okay, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, next, we talked earlier this week. We heard from old friend of the program, Marty Walsh, about how taxes don't play a big deal in the signing of free agents in a sport like the NHL. Well, I don't think former mayor Marty Walsh is going to be happy about this comment from the Utah Mammoth GM Bill Armstrong about Utah being a desirable location. The very first thing he mentions is interesting.
We are a destination. There's so many good things about Utah. You come down to the contract, we got good taxes here. I think you look at the facilities, we're going to have elite facilities by the time it's done. You look at the coaching staff, it's an elite coaching staff that runs a good environment for players to be in. You've got a sold out Delta Center that is probably the loudest building in the league. And you've got some of the best young players playing on the NHL club, along with five first rounders that even haven't even hit yet.
Yeah, but everybody tells, whenever I bring up the millionaire tax, they're like, that has nothing to do with it, Greg. We voted for that. So I just, it has something to do with it.
Yeah.
It has to
for sure.
It.
Yeah.
It's not the number one factor, but it's a factor.
Yeah.
It's up there. Top three, I think.
I guess the main number, what the overall contract number is super important. The chance to win is super important. And then can you get away with not giving the government, you know, an additional 5%?
This table alone, if you were to sign a contract right now and it was millions and millions of dollars, are you signing here or are you signing in Florida?
Well, this isn't theoretical for Greg or Wiggy.
Yeah. Right, that's so true. For you and I, yes. Florida.
Yes, yes, it would absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, but I probably go to Utah, though, knowing that we've cloned mammoths based off of Courtney's, you know, I'd love to see a dinosaur up close and personal. Yeah. So, yeah.
And in the NBA specifically, forever, Boston has had this hurdle to overcome when it comes to getting guys to say, I want to play in Boston, given, you know, we saw in the HBO docuseries this year as the latest example of the, you know, the issues that NBA players have had with coming to Boston because of the stories about how the issues are for black players in Boston, whether those are accurate or not.
Right.
And I feel like this is just another thing. Let's say the real reason you don't want to come is because our bars close at 11, we have awful traffic, and the taxes are bad, and you're uncomfortable. You're not going to say the reason is you're uncomfortable.
Right.
This gives you a thing to say that is substantive but isn't, you know, that adds to the mix. Like, I just think it doesn't help.
We should do a sports-only exclusion. I think most people in the Commonwealth would vote for that.
Definitely. Yeah, but that's unfair, though. that's unfair for the people that have made millions through whatever it is, whether it's family business, whether it's inherited money.
Well, the whole thing is unfair. Like, why are you
penalizing? No, I get it.
Why are you picking out the most successful people
and
then penalizing them because of their success?
Yeah, I think, like, that's stupid.
But everybody voted for it.
Well, that's most people who voted for it generally probably were stupid.
Because we live in a time where people hate that other...
I mean, let's keep it a buck, you know? If somebody's... Listen, I don't... If Curtis's dad has, you know, made money and made his money and has a ton of money, like...
Theoretically,
I don't go, oh, he should pay more in taxes.
But there are a lot of people who do.
Right. No. Just do what I would do. Set a flat rate for everybody based on, you know, a certain type of like what you
percentage
make. Yeah, like what you make, and then that's it. You don't have to tax somebody because somebody makes $5 million. They should have to make, you got to tax them even more. No, stop it. I'd like to be like New Hampshire. No damn state tax anyway.
Oh, coach for president.
Oh yeah.
Horns.
Yes.
Horns, would you go
up?
You want Wiggy for president?
No federal tax if I'm president.
But can I just I know Ken will get bothered by this, but like, we have all this reaction to all the tax codes, all this stuff. The single most punitive, unfair thing is inflation. It's theft. It is decreasing the value of money you have, and it impacts the low-income earner far more than the high-income earner, because if you only have $100, that being devalued impacts your life on a much more significant basis.
Yeah.
But that was like, okay, you know, now Diet Coke's $5.
But you know, my mother wrote out, she worked multiple jobs, whether it was bartending at the cabaret. That's what she did to put food
finger,
on the...
Finger quotes on the bartender.
Yeah, she was, believe me. Yes. Listen, I love my mother to death, but she was no dancer.
Jesus.
My Lord.
But it was,
maybe in your eyes, she's your mom, but
she's my mother. And I told you, I love her to death, and I miss her, but, you know, I ain't going to be honest. She's not dancing. You know? She has no rhythm. Let's put it like that.
But you're saying that with a dress on, she looked like you?
No.
No.
She looked like most Italian women that you see that are older and walk around with
don't
their
go
nightgowns
any
on.
Don't go.
So the point that I'm trying to make is this, is that she didn't say, ooh, the millionaires need to give me money to help me raise my kids. She went out there and worked multiple jobs, right? Like she tried to do, she was a social worker. She tried to do what she had to do to raise me, put food on the table. She wasn't looking for a handout from somebody who made millions just because that person made millions and saying, oh, okay, they should help us out.
But that's where your work ethic comes from. You know?
Yeah,
so it's passed down over and over.
Right. And clearly there was enough food on the table. I'm just kidding.
Who
am I to say anything?
Greg keeps talking about these breakfast sandwiches that are coming.
Where are they?
The last break, he's like, oh, Wiggy, I think your breakfast sandwich is here.
I need my
Greg,
breakfast
you
sandwich.
Want the breakfast
Speaking
sandwich.
Of which, that is the biggest dad move. Yeah. Because every we go to dinner, my dad would be like, Maria, you want to see the dessert menu?
No. And Courtney, I ain't going to no cap, though. Hey, my grandmother, I come from a town, we ate, so we ate good.
That's good.
Amen. Right.
Is that it, Shyam? Or we got one more?
That'll do it today, Greg.
You sure? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We are at the eighth and final road show this week.
We're on the breakfast sandwiches.
They're out there on a boat. There's breakfast sandwiches. They're out on the merch boat.
Right.
I am a bit peckish.
Where is the merch boat?
Can somebody swim the breakfast sandwiches over here? Blackie has them on the boat.
Oh, I didn't. Was Blackie here last
time? No, he wasn't. He's in the America suit.
Yeah,
red, white, blue,
we
America
need to have
suit.
A viral video of Blackie hurling the breakfast sandwiches up onto the
top. Don't talk about hurling in a road show. That happened once.
Yeah, I have the lawyers approve somebody swimming actual breakfast sandwiches over to the dive, or is that going to be a big problem?
Well, luckily, the water's only 3 feet, so they can walk. They don't have to swim.
All right, we're at Lake Winnipesaukee on a beautiful roadshow Thursday, and I think we're going to attempt boat leads when we come back. So we're going to get Ken out there, or we're going to get Eric on the paddleboard, and we're going to see if we can get a microphone out there without electrocuting somebody, and we'll see if we can get some boat leads here on Lake Winnipesaukee on the Greg Hill Show at WE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah. It's a Roadshow Thursday, the eighth and final roadshow, and we are on Lake Winnipesaukee on the dive. And who would have thought that the first person to dump him out would be Ken Laird?
The audience is not thrilled.
Ken, we've lost all control. Ken is shirtless and maybe also bathing suitless in the water. Ken, can we check your microphone? Or it's on the boat. The microphone has moved over to the boat. So we're going to attempt some boat leads here. And you guys are up first over there. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
What is your name? What's your name?
Bill Cronin, Lowell, Massachusetts.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Lowell, represent. What kind of a watercraft are we on here? What do we know?
Cobalt.
A cobalt. Okay. It's beautiful.
33 feet.
Beautiful boat. 23 feet.
33 feet.
Whoa.
All
right.
Yeah. By the way, how are you guys able to withstand in this very treacherous water here? This is really
crazy. Yeah.
All right. Your lead this morning?
We got lawyers to sign off so we can be here.
Good. Yeah, thank you. Sign the waiver.
I was actually just wanted to ask you guys a question. Do you know how many islands there are on Lake Winnipesaukee?
Ooh. That's a great question. I know the smallest island is... 10 feet.
That's true.
Is that true?
That is true.
Is that called Smalls Island, or what is that called?
Becky's Garden.
Becky's Garden.
Becky's Garden, right.
All right.
Also, something Wiggy was watching last night on Pornhub.
That's a great name, too.
Are there over 200 islands? Anybody have any guesses?
That's a lot.
I would have said
19.
You would have said 19?
Islands, yeah.
How many...
274.
Thank you.
Wow.
274.
The land of a thousand lakes.
Excellent guest lead. And later on this morning, we will get to Truth or Fraudulent, the New Hampshire edition. Ken is wading through the water. You may be able to see this on Twitch if you are watching. Well, can you see it on Twitch?
Yes, you can.
There's going to be a baby boom.
Okay, we're going over to a paddle board now. Here on Lake Winnipesaukee. Good morning, sir.
How you doing, Greg?
What's your name?
Donnie.
Where are you from?
Plymouth, Mass.
From Plymouth, Mass. All right, can you crank him up a little bit? And what do you got? What kind of paddle board do we got over here?
An inflatable one.
Okay. Excellent.
That's good.
Your guest lead this morning here in the sun on Lake Winnipesaukee.
My lead is just to say thank you to you guys. I was telling Courtney last night that I listen to the news on the ride to work all the time. And then got the Odyssey app, and obviously I'm a mailman. So when I start delivering mail around 10:30, listen to you guys for the 4 hours, and I just appreciate you guys.
Oh, thank you.
The news brought them here.
How many pieces of mail do you throw out on a daily basis when you don't finish your route? Oh, we're not getting an answer on that. Ken is going through the water here.
Ken, do you have sunscreen on?
Yeah. I know. It's getting deeper and deeper. He's like nipple deep now.
Pick it up, man. I mean, you can run.
Ken looks like he's been lifting.
It's good exercise.
Hey, Courtney, you just got a deal.
He looks like he's been lifting.
He needs a tan, though. Casper the Friendly Ghost down there.
He does not look like he's been lifting. My Lord.
He's been lifting Mike's groceries.
All right, over to another beautiful boat here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What is your name?
My name's Rob Baldick, and I'm from Laconia, New Hampshire.
Live free or die. What kind of a boat do we have?
A Monterey.
All right, a Monterey. Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right, your guest lead this morning.
I love the Red Sox, man, but it's tiring. Sorry.
Yeah.
I really love them. I can't wait for football.
Hang in there. Turning it around. Hang in there.
I'm trying, Wiggs. I'm trying.
They'll get there.
If you were Craig Breslow, what would be the number one need you would try to address here with the trade deadline right around the corner?
Anybody that can be consistently good.
All right,
fantastic. We got a limited edition Greg Hill Show Roadshow trucker hat.
Johnny Egan's in the water now.
Oh, Johnny Egan's
in the water. Right there. Look at him.
Oh, there he is.
See, that's a good tan, Ken.
Look at Johnny's tan. Guy. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Greg. Ken, the water's got warmer down here. What's going on?
Ken probably released his bowels.
God.
Where are you from?
Natick, Massachusetts.
Right, excellent. Thanks for being here. Are you up here all summer?
As often as I can be.
Okay,
some awesome. Of us still have to work, unlike Wiggy and Curtis sometimes. Yeah. So.
Flex days.
All right. Your guest lead. Your guest lead this morning.
I waited over here just to say, Greg Hill Show is the best show in all of New England. Everything that you do for the community, and you know, dogs and everybody else, and just wanted to come out and say nobody else is getting all these boaters out here at 6 in the morning on Lake Winnipesaukee. And just wanted to say to Jackson back home, don't let your brother get you down.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
I love
excellent.
It.
Oh, thank you.
Did Jackson make it?
Horns. Give me some horns. Give me some horns.
Did Jackson make it to the studio yet, Chime?
Yes, he did.
There?
Okay.
He's there.
Okay.
Yo.
Okay. All right, Ken. Anybody else with boat leads?
Talina?
It's difficult because...
Yeah, Talina got a boat lead. We got a boat lead?
Okay.
All right, well, judging by how fast Ken's moving, we'll get there by 10.
Okay.
Ken, we got to get Ken a 10.
We got Chris here. Hang on.
All right. Hold on a second. All right, Chris, good morning. How are you, Chris?
Good morning. How are you guys?
How are you?
Good.
How's the water? What would you say?
Oh, it's so warm.
What's the
beautiful.
Water? What's the water temperature?
Right here, 72.
Okay. Ooh. Your lead this morning?
My lead is a Coco lead.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just wanted to say when you guys were doing the interviews and choosing people to be on the show, you guys made the right choice. Oh. And you guys are all like a family, and I appreciate all of you. And I made so many friends throughout this whole thing. So thank you so much, guys.
Oh, that's so nice. Oh, Chris, I agree. Ken may not.
That is.
I know that I wasn't number one on his big board or Wiggy's or Curtis's.
No, at times.
You grew, though. You grew on me.
Yeah. Thank you. Well,
Greg's big board was already decided.
Oh, no.
That's the only board that matters.
Yep. We're just window dressing.
Oh, you poor things have to deal with me.
All right, over to a beautiful boat. What is your name, sir?
My name's Pat Bolduc. I'm brother to Rob right there. This is our boat, the Moomba.
The Moomba.
The
wow.
JP Pelletier Special Edition right here.
Okay, beautiful right. boat. Where are you from?
Right here, Guilford, New Hampshire.
Guilford, New
Belmont.
Hampshire?
Yep.
Guilford right representing. Here, yep. All right, what's your lead this morning?
Well, I just want to say thank you, guys. It's great listening to you guys. You do an awesome job. We were just talking about the same thing, Celts. Sox and Bruins, what's going on? And we're waiting for some football.
You're basically basically saying that the whole entire hope of a region rests on the shoulders of Mike Vrabel and the New England Patriots because everybody else stinks.
I guess that's what we're saying. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
How many wins for the Patriots?
No, we just talked about that. We're saying hopefully at least 10. Hopefully they crack the playoff bracket. That's what we're shooting for.
Okay. All right. Great job. Right.
They'll get it.
And Shime says 10? He thinks Drake May might have 17 touchdown passes in a good year.
Thanks, guys.
The overexcitement with those who say that this team has 10 wins and you're one of them is wild to me.
I mean, look at their schedule. Got the third easiest schedule.
Okay, week one. Let's do the Francesa thing, okay? Week one against the Raiders at home. Win or loss?
That's a win.
That's a tough one.
What?
The Raiders are going to be way better than people think.
Yeah. No, I think the Raiders will be fine, but I think you're going to be way better.
Week one, you're favored by 3 points at home. I think they win.
Yep.
Week two, they go to Miami in September. Call it a loss.
Yeah. All right, I'll call that a loss.
Steelers at home, what do you think?
Even if you call that a loss, I'll call that a loss.
Okay, Panthers win number two at home.
Yep.
Buffalo on the road, loss.
Yep.
Loss. At the Saints, win number three for me. At the Titans, Vrabel revenge game.
Yep.
Win four. The Browns at home, I think, win five.
Yeah, they don't have
Falcons
a quarterback.
Falcons at home, win six.
Yep.
I don't know. The Falcons will be good.
At the Bucks.
Going to be good.
Okay, stay at five. At the Bucks, loss. Host the Jets, win. That's six. At the Bengals, beat them last year, but that's a loss. Hosting the Giants, win.
Yep.
Seven. Bills at the Patriots, I think they split.
Oh my God.
I'll even go with a loss. So.
Okay, so we're still at seven.
Seven.
At the Ravens, loss.
Yep.
At the Jets, win.
Yep.
That's eight.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. At the Dolphins at home to close out the year. That's win nine.
Yep.
That's nine.
And I get
that's
the
where conservative. I have it,
yeah, but I think they beat Atlanta. I mean, you gave them Atlanta.
I don't think
a loss.
They win both games against the Jets.
What?
Yeah, I think they win both games against the Jets.
What do you think? In what way is the Jets better than the Patriots?
The Jets are better than the Dolphins. If you're splitting with the Dolphins, you're splitting with the Jets.
The Dolphins is all about playing in Miami in September. My whole life when the Patriots go to Miami, they lose.
Yeah, I'll give you that split on just the getting used to the weather at the beginning of September. It's going to be crazy down there.
Okay. All right. Great job on the guest leads.
Good job.
Oh, there's one more left. Sorry. Ken is – I don't want to – Ken waited all the way over to this guy. What's your name?
Good morning, Greg. My name's Tim Burns from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Tim, thanks for being here this
morning. Great to be here. Thank you. What a wonderful morning. I got to meet Harry, Santo, the others back there. Thanks for being here.
Oh, okay. Is that it?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So since 2001, our sports teams in championships are 13-7. Okay, the Patriots are 6-3, the Celtics 2-2, the Red Sox 4-0, and the Bruins are 1-2. So from your perspective, which team has been the most consistent since 2001?
Wiggy says it all the time. You probably have to say the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. And I would also say you're welcome, because since 2001 was where it all started, right, and in these snow games. So, no, but I, yeah, when you look, listen.
The Patriots' overall win record in the last 20 years is far better than the other three teams.
Yes, yeah, because the Patriots have obviously been there more. Like, it's that whole argument.
They went 8 years to the AFC title game in a row. Yeah.
It's that argument, Montana versus Brady, where Montana has four wins and no loss. But guess what? Brady has been there, what, 10 times?
So 2002, 2008, 2020, 22, 3, 4. 6 years they've missed the playoffs out of 25.
Yeah, and they were always a team at the beginning of the year. You knew like they were going to be at least in the division around, but most people penciled them in as the AFC champions. Where the Red Sox, they had some down years even between those years that they won World Series.
I see Ken furiously wading over to another boat. Is he going to get one more guest lead?
Oh, yes.
Where is he? I can't see him.
I believe it's Mrs. Wiggins.
Look for the brightest thing out there. That's Ken in his tan.
Are we getting Mrs. Wiggins on the show this morning?
I don't know what we're doing.
Is that what he's trying to do?
She's filming him.
Oh, she is.
Yes, she is.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Okay, now you're
going to talk. Mrs. Wiggins, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
I didn't know I was going to get the mic. I was giving the interview to Ken. I thought I was doing something, but here we go.
No. How was last night?
Last night was great. It was amazing.
Wiggy try to sneak you out on the beach or anything?
No, not last night.
Had a headache
we're here,
again?
We're here with newfound family. We don't want them to know exactly, you know, how we really do it.
Well, if they're legit family, they're crazy like us.
There you go. Tango all the way.
Yeah. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
He has a little boat story.
Who has a boat story?
About last week.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it.
Okay.
All right.
How are the drinks tasting, everybody?
Fantastic.
There we go.
Very well.
Great.
There we go.
What's your name?
My name's Dylan.
Okay, Dylan.
Hi, Dylan.
How are we doing? I misinterpreted the boat lead thing, so I thought we were doing boat stories.
The misinterpreted it?
Yes. Yep, there it is.
It's not even eight, or I guess it just is now.
We need another captain. Can somebody? Right. We need another captain.
Right.
Okay. Boat stories later. We'll do those in 10. All right. Great job on guest leads, everybody. Boat horns.
All right.
Boat horns. All right. We're at Lake Winnipesaukee. It is a roadshow Thursday.
Great job, Ken. Holy cow.
Unbelievable.
That was taking one for the
Unbelievable
team.
Unbelievable that he was able. No way Jackson could have pulled that off.
No.
When we come back, we'll get to Courtney and to today's news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.